What now? Finished four books of the five books of Moses. We go into the book of Devarim, Deuteronomy, Mishnah Torah. It's the repetition of what has taken place over the duration of Moses' tenure as the leader of the Jewish people. And so therefore, Deuteronomy is distinguished from the other four books of the Torah in that it's told over by Moshe in first person, in his voice. It's not that he's telling his own story. He had the spirit of divine prophecy, and as such, it's the word of Hashem, but it's told over through Moshe Rabbeinu in a different manner. The Torah tells us that it was in the 40th year, in the 11th month, and it was the beginning of the month. So we know that this is within a week of the passing of Moshe Rabbeinu. Why did he wait so long to give over this message that he's about to give over? The commentaries all point out that it's like our forefather Yaakov Avinu, Jacob. It was when he was on his deathbed that he called all of his sons around him and he spoke to them. He told them, very harshly perhaps, some of the things that they did incorrectly and left them with a directive and a last will of testament going forward. So too many of our leaders, right before they pass away, if they're going to leave something that will ensure the eternal nature of the nation, they have to point out what it is that are the obstacles and perhaps the pitfalls that they've observed of their loved ones around them. Of course, the last will and testament could be on so many different levels. What do we leave our children? What are we concerned about just before one passes away? And that is leaving an eternal legacy, not of the personal person, but of what the person represents. And of course, we're all here in this world to contribute to the cosmos, to something much greater than us, to the eternal, getting close to God in our own personal way and making the world a better place, leaving it in a different way than the way we found it. That is why Moshe Rabbeinu, right before he is to pass on, he wants to make sure that the Jewish people understand entirely what it is that they need to be careful about, what it is that they need to do to ensure that indeed they're living their life to the premium, to the maximum, to make this world a dwelling place for God. Perhaps, therefore, it makes sense that the manner which Moshe Rabbeinu talks to the people in the book of Deuteronomy is very different than in the other four books, whereby in the other four books, he literally was just the intermediary. He would give over the word exactly verbatim as he received it from God and gave it over to the Jewish people, the divine word. But in order to leave the message that Moshe Rabbeinu needed to leave, the personalization of his message, the leadership with which Moshe Rabbeinu led and inspired and left the Jewish people in a far stronger way upon his leaving than when he met the Jewish people, which was, as we all know, when they were slaves in the land of Egypt. It makes perfect sense that there was a need at this point where they were no longer going to have the shining example of Moshe Rabbeinu, a person that they could turn to at every juncture. It was almost as if the Jewish people didn't need to make a decision, for the decisions were made for them. And indeed, that's the way they traveled around the desert. There was the cloud of glory. There was the pillar of fire at night. There was the manna that came from heaven. There was the well of water that came from Miriam. It was nirvana. It was all served up to them. But now they were going into the land of Israel. Going into the land of Israel, they each got a portion in the land. They each needed to work their land, to till the land, manure the land, and to reap and to thresh the results of the land. That would take a lot more personal interaction. That would take the personal experience on a whole different level. Indeed, at this point, it's Moshe Rabbeinu which is passing the people on in a way to themselves. Now, of course, there was Joshua that took over the mantle of leadership. And of course, there was Hashem in the form of the tabernacle and the Mishkan, and then eventually in the form of the temple of the Beit HaMikdash. And of course, in the form of Hashem being in the words of the Torah and in the hearts of each and every one of us. But it was at that point that we're being handed over this new responsibility to achieve it on their own, that they were going to transform this world in a whole different way than what had happened before during Moshe Rabbeinu's tenure. So, what now? The answer is, here, let me give it to you with all the wisdom and all the guidance and the critique. But now, the ball is in your court for you to take and to pass it on and to make something of it. And that's what Deuteronomy represents. And that's what this next stage for the Jewish people will represent. And of course, today, thousands of years later, that's exactly the ball that was given to us in our court for us to take, to dribble, to pass it, and to ensure that this world is full of divinity, full of godliness, full of Torah, full of exactly the way Moshe Rabbeinu led us, but we're doing it on our own steam, so to speak, and passing it on to the next generation in a stronger manner than the way we even received it. Have a fantastic day.